World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I'm typing something here. Bear with me. Say, Coach, don't yell. I woke up yelling this morning, one of those days. I woke up yelling. Lord, let the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight. Lord, just be glorified through all we do. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I've done a little bit of a rant before. I got so much stuff today. I was in a little bit of a rant before the show went live. You say, you what? Oh, yeah, before the show goes live. If you go to CoachDaveLive.com and you log on there, we have a pre-show and a post-show, and you can talk to these people and get to know these people and tell them what you think. Join the queue right at the top there. See that? You click on that, and you're in the huddle. You can raise your hand. You can talk to people. You can give an opinion.
World's on fire. Our culture.
So we were doing that before we got going. I was all fired up when I came down this morning, and I just we're in a war. We're in a war. And see, there's a difference. Sorry for those of you who are in the pre-show. I got to spit this out of me again. There's a difference between being in a war and at war. They're not the same. See, we are in a war, but we're not at war. Hey, Ohio Brett. There's a difference between watching Ohio State, Michigan. You're at the game, but you're not in the game. Ohio State, Michigan. The only guy that can understand the Ohio State, Michigan game is the guy that's on the field, who's actually contending, contending for the Buckeyes or contending for the truth. Otherwise, you're a spectator. And Christians have become nothing more than a spectator in a war. We're in a war. We don't get it. We say, well, Coach, it's a spiritual war. No kidding. It's a spiritual war. Folks, it manifests in the natural realm. Manifests in the natural realm. I got a million things. Look, I'm going to give you fair warning right now. You looking at me? Don't you dare engage with the enemy if you're a pussy. No, hang on. Don't get mad at that word, because I showed you last week what persification was. I showed you what that word. That means cowardly. Doesn't mean womanly. They told us that it's womanly. No. That's not what pussy means. It's pussification. Pussification. If they were to look it up, you would find out pussification means cowardly. And if you stand up and you take a punch at the abortion crowd, you better know this. They're going to punch back. And not only are they going to punch back, they are fighting for their very lives, and they are going all in to destroy you. So you better count the cost, Jesus said, before you engage. You better count the cost. You better figure out whether or not you're ready to go all the way, because there ain't nothing more reprehensible to Jesus Christ than a coward. So how do you know that? Oh, tells us in the book of Revelation. Cowards go, the fearful and unbelieving. Look that up for me, Spencer. Is that Revelation 21? Huh? We all talk about Jesus and serving Jesus and on. I saw where is it? The fear by verse 8. Verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. My phone, sorry. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving. Now, I want you to notice the order of things here. What's the most reprehensible thing of all to our Lord? Is it the homosexuals? Is it the murderers? Is it the whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars? Is that the most reprehensible thing to him? No, no, no. The most reprehensible thing to him is the fearful and unbelieving. Do you see that? Folks, do you see that? You are least like the Lord when you're cowardly. Who sent me a text here? You're least like the Lord when you're cowardly. And if you're going to pick a fight, dude, you better have counted the cost. Jesus said count the cost. Because why? Because some guys get in the middle of the fight. I've lived this. Some guys get in the middle of the fight and say, woe is me, Lord. What the heck did I do to get all these people mad at me? We're in a war, but we're not at war. We're fearful and unbelieving. And in the eyes of the Lord, we're worse than the abominable. Hey, Spencer, that'd be a great lookup, brother. What is abominable? Because he doesn't even tell us who they are. He just tells us, don't be that. Abominable is a very hateful, detestable, loathsome. The word is applicable to whatever is odious to the mind or to the offense to the senses. Unclean. Abominable. My friends, the Bible says, somebody help me out here. Look, here's at the heart of it. Here's what we're going to have to decide. Are you going to be a Bible believer or not? That's really what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. Hey, Spencer, this would be a good one for you. See if you can do this real quickly. What does the Bible call abominable? Maybe just kind of Google that. What does the Bible say? Bible says it, I believe it, that settles it. What does the Bible call abominable? Abominations. What are abominations? Huh? What are they? Well, look at that. Here are some examples of abominations. Idolatry and pagan practices. Immorality and sexual sins. Oh, hey. That includes adultery. That includes stepping on your wife. That includes sex outside of marriage. Sorry. See, the homos, they want their sin accepted. You get it? Do you get it? They want their sin accepted. Do we accept dishonesty and lying? Yeah, we do, don't we? Yes, we do. Yeah, by God, yes, we do. And we're finding out all the lies that our government has told us. And what? We don't care. We don't care. But Lord, the abomination is also arrogance and pride, and dishonoring God. What? Evil deeds? Acts of violence? And I didn't even know this till we just Googled it. I didn't know this. Inadequate worship? Insincere? Offering less than your best to the Lord? Jesus said, don't you bring me anything that didn't cost you something. If you give him, if you just give him the gravy at the end of it, 10 verses about abomination in the Bible. Are you guys Bible? Raise your hand out there for your Bible believer. Raise your hand out there. Okay, good. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. Do I need to make that more clear for somebody? And yet we're allowing them to teach this abomination to our children. If a man lies with a male as with a woman, you know, you understand what that means? You understand what a male is and a female is? You understand all that, don't you? You understand that? Well, if a man lies with a woman, if a man gets in bed sexually with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. Now, this is pre-Jesus. Okay? Since we have Jesus, it's under the blood. But listen, just because it's under, I cannot be involved in regular sexual sin and have it covered by the blood of Jesus. Does anybody disagree with that? Anybody disagree? Huh? I cannot continue adultery with my wife, against my wife, which I haven't done. Adultery against my wife. and ask the Lord to forgive it. And then do it again and ask the Lord to forgive it. And do it again and ask the Lord to forgive it. And how about this? Go to church and have the pastor tell me it's okay. Now, there's a difference between religion and truth. The Bible says the truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I'm not trying to bore anybody. I got to get this. This is all over me. Our cowardice is staggering. If you're a Bible believer, a woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak. For whatsoever do these things, whoever do these things, abomination to your Lord. Really, this isn't about dressing. It's about taking on the appearances of femininity, okay? It really isn't about clothing, I don't believe, all right? Lying lips are an abomination, but those who act faithfully are his delight. What does it mean to act faithfully? It means to defend him at every turn, every time I see wickedness. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. Forces from him shall appear and profane the temple and fortress and shall take away the regular burnt offerings. And they shall set up abominations that make desolate. I'm not going to read down through all those, okay? We understand what abomination is, right? Are you looking at me? Homosexuality, according to the Lord, not me, is an abomination. Now wait, that doesn't mean I hate homosexuals. Lying is abomination. I don't hate liars, but I say lying is wrong. Homosexuality is wrong. Can I say something is wrong without hating the person? Love the sinner, hate the sin. Well, yeah, yeah. That's the truth. But I'm going to tell you something. When you stand before Almighty God, you better pray that the Lord loves the sinner and hates the sin. You better pray he just burns the sin and not the sinner. However, I don't think that's what happens. How about Proverbs 20:10? Unequal weights and unequal measures are both like an abomination to him. Our government is an abomination to him. Steal from one, give to another. Huh? Government thievery, don't make it legal and don't make it right. Okay, I'm gonna hang on. I know some of you probably want to get in here already. I'm just getting going, man. I'm just telling you. Hey, friends. Strap it up. Coach Norm, you out there? That's what we used to tell our guys. Tighten your chin strap. Earn your money, man. Tighten it up, baby. Strap it up. Tighten those shoulder pads. You're going to engage in a war and you expect them not to hit back? I can't imagine probably the crap JR's hearing. I probably can't imagine. And are we going to lay out there and let JR get his ass beat? And we say, we'll pray for you, JR. We'll pray for you. We'll pray for you, JR. Or are we going to come stand along beside of him? Push back, fight back. Is the church allowed to fight? Oh, I got so much. Lord, I need 7 hours this morning. 7 hours.
Keep on going, Coach.
I am going to keep on going. Huh? Well, I'm just going to run down through some of these things. Go to number three for me, okay? Go to number three. Just for all of you who've been in this sissy evangelifish church who don't believe the gospel. I got to say this for them. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. You glad about that, Joanne? Are you glad that if you're there free, if the Lord makes you free indeed? Anybody out there? Anybody been set free? I've been set free. I've been set free from all kinds of things because the Lord set me free. I'm free indeed. But I'm going to shock you right now. Despite what your church has told you, despite what your sissy pastor has told you, I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word have no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. Hang on, baby. Two different daddies here. Huh? Somebody help me out. Two different daddies here. Oh, we're all God's children. Somebody been lying to you, baby. Boom. Somebody been lying to you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you've seen of your father. In other words, those who are children of the devil, they obey their father. Isn't that what it says? Isn't that what it says? And they said to him, God, Abraham's our father. Uh-oh, don't go down that road. Don't quit. Don't go down that road, coach. Abraham is our father. These folks standing in front of Jesus said. And Jesus said unto them, No. If you're Abraham's children, you'd act like your daddy. But now you seek to kill me. You know who he's talking to here? I ain't going to go there. I just hope that I hope you can figure it out. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth. So Jesus comes and tells them the truth and they want to kill him. Would it be any different today as an ambassador of Christ? Would it be any different today if you came up to the devil's kids and started telling them the truth? Would they want to kill you? Then they said unto me, we be not born. Oops. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I've heard of God. This did not Abraham. And then he says, you do the deeds of your father. Wait a minute. Different daddy here? I think it's a different daddy here, isn't it? And then they said to him, we be not born of fornication. What are you talking about, Willis? We have one father, even God. Yeah, huh? Traditions and traditions, long line of traditions of God in our bloodline. Oh, yeah? Really? Jesus said, you do the deeds of your father. And then they said to him, we'd be born of fornication. We have only one father, even God. And Jesus said, if God were your father, you'd love me. For I came from God. Neither came I myself, but he sent me. Who did? God. He sent me. And he said to these people standing in front of him, going to church every Sunday in their synagogues, why do you not understand my speech? Why don't you guys get it, Willis? Because you cannot hear my word. His word is the truth. And it's the truth that sets us free. He says, you can't even hear it. Now, hang on. Until you realize this next sentence, the reality of it, you're not going to understand Christianity. So Jesus says to these guys, you are of your father, the devil. You know the devil had kids? Did you know that Jesus doesn't identify these as his children? There are people walking the earth who are not children of God. All God's children. No, we're not. You can argue with the Bible if you want to. Jesus loves everybody. Can you find that for me? Any place where that says that in the Bible? He loves everybody? He's talking to the devil's kids. Said, you got a different daddy. He said, you're of your father, the devil, and you're going to behave just like him. The lust of your father, you will do. See, the devil's kids do what their daddy tells them. We don't. Because your daddy was a murderer from the beginning. And he abode not in the truth. Because there is no truth in him. You say the American government? You take God, you throw God out of 1947, you kick Jesus Christ out of government, Everson versus the Board of Education. And who's the father? There's no truth in him. There's no truth in the American government. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and he's the father of all lies. Who is their daddy? Oh, hang on. Your former daddy? Raise your hand out there if you are of a new family. If you left that old family, now you're in a new family. And you're no longer of your father, the devil, because you've been what? Adopted. You're in a new family now. You're in a new family. unless you've been adopted into that new family, you're of your father, the devil. Come on. And the churches are full of people who are of their father, the devil. Oh, I got so much to do. Chad's going to tell me, keep on going. I'll get to it. Okay. Okay. Does anybody out there still want to argue as to whether or not we're all God's children? Jesus said, you must be born again. Where is that? Click in there. Find that for me. I should have it at the top of my head. I don't. When Jesus said to him, you got to be born again, dude.
Huh? John 3:7. John 3:7.
John 3:7. Just go to John 3 real quick here. Huh? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you be a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Hey, friends, you think the homosexual mafia sees the kingdom of God? You think they do? Help me out here. Yes or no? Or are they all about their sexual behavior? They identify themselves as homosexual, transgender. That is who they are. They self-identify. And it says in Romans 1, receiving in themselves the due punishment of that which was meet. So when they say I'm transgender, they become that. They become that. They identify as that. They're willing to kill for their sins. Somebody say amen. So I know you're tracking with me. You don't even have to say it.
Boom.
You'll never hear this in your church. Jesus said, you have to be born again, man. You can't even see the kingdom. You can't even begin to understand if you can't even be. That's what he said. And so Nicodemus said to him, come on, dude. How can a man be born when he's old? God, crawl back in my mom? That's what you're telling me. Because see, he can't see the kingdom, can he? Nicodemus can't see the kingdom. Jesus said, I say to you, dude, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. You better get baptized in water if you haven't been. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Let me go here real quickly. You understand that when you are born as a human being, you are birthed out of water. You understand that? Somebody help me. Betty, water broke, right? The water broke. And what happened, Betty, when the water broke?
The baby was born.
You had a new grandchild, didn't you? The water broke and a new baby came out. Hey, folks, there ain't no being born without the breaking immersion of water. You got to go back in that water and you got to come out. Now, listen, it's spiritual, but he said, if you haven't been, anyway. Can you make it to heaven without being baptized? I believe so. But it's a commandment. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Time out. Time out. We're not talking about going to heaven. The kingdom of God is, can anybody tell me what the kingdom of God is? As it tells us in 1 Corinthians, the kingdom of God is, maybe it's Romans. The kingdom of God is, well, it's within us. But it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. You cannot have righteousness, peace, and joy unless you're in the kingdom. That you can't get, because why? The kingdom has invaded this natural world. And but the kingdom of God is not where we are going. It's what is coming. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Did anybody learn that prayer other than me? It doesn't say, go to the kingdom. It says, no, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done where? Where? Here.
In it.
And Nicodemus says, come on, dude. How can I get back inside my mom? Jesus says, except man be born again, the water and spirit can't enter the kingdom. Verse 6, scroll down. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Have you been born again of the Spirit of God? Folks, I'm talking to you right now. See, if you haven't been born again of the Spirit of God, you cannot understand this. You can. It's not that you don't. You can't. It's spiritually discerned. the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound of it. He says, in other words, you can see the wind. You know the wind's real, but you can't capture it. You can't see it. You can't prove it. You look at the leaves. The leaves are moving, and you've just been trained to say, well, that's the wind. That's the wind. Yeah, that's the wind. He said, well, that's where it is. You see the wind blow. You see the leaves move, and you hear the sound of it. But you don't know where it came from. You don't know where it's gone. You might look at the radar. Maybe radar can show you, but you don't know. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Huh? Yeah. You feel it. The effects of it. You don't know where it came from. Nicodemus said, dude, come on, man. What are you talking about, Willis? How can these things be? Jesus said, are you kidding me? You got a master's degree in religion, in Judaism, and you don't know this? He just scolded Nicodemus. You understand that? He said, you mean to tell me you've done all that Bible book learning, you've been to church, and you've been, and you don't know this? Verily, verily, I say to you, we speak what we know, and we testify what we have seen. And you still don't get it, dude. You still don't get it. It's if I told you earthly things and you don't believe them, how are you going to believe spiritual things? No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he came down from heaven, the Son of Man which is in heaven. Wow. And Moses, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Say, I'm going to get crucified. Going to put me up there on a, just like on that old snake. They're going to put me up on a, they're going to jab me and put me up on a spear. That whosoever believeth in me shall never perish, but have eternal life. By the way, perish doesn't mean die. Spencer, look that up real quickly. Am I doing okay here? I mean, I've been on a rant. I had other stuff I want to talk about, but some of you don't get it. Some of you don't get it. Look that up. Perish. Perish. So not perish. Perish. To die, to lose life, to die, wither and decay, to waste away as a leg or an arm has perished, to be in a state of decay, to be destroyed, to come to nothing. Perish. To fail entirely or to be extirpated, to be burst or ruined, to be wasted or rendered useless. Are you perishing? Are you useless to the Lord? To be injured, tormented, to be lost eternally, to be sentenced to endless misery? You perishing? I'm going to transition here real quickly. God, I got so much stuff I want to get up there. Help me out here, Lord. Pull up number 6. I'll get you, Kathy. Sit right there. Sit right there a minute. And God said, are you a Bible believer, friends? Are you a Bible believer? Bible says that I believe it, that settles it. Does the church believe what I'm about to read? Does your church believe what I'm about to read? And God said, let us, by the way, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creepy thing. A lot of creepy things on the earth, isn't there? So, God created man in God's own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "You believe, folks, do you believe this? Does the American Christian Church believe this?" And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Would that be government? Would government be what, a living thing moving upon the earth? Would that be government? It's unbelievable how far we've fallen. It's unbelievable. I'm pausing. We don't even believe this. Your church doesn't even believe this. Hang on, Spencer, bear with me a second. Bear with me, folks. I know you won't get in here. I'm not ready for you getting in here. Pull up a standalone timeline of transgender history. Pull that up. Ask yourself right now, who was the first transgender you ever heard of? First transgender. Yeah, I did this in the pre-show, so some of these people will know. Transgenderism wasn't even a word till 1965. Hey, Vinny, give me a double boom.
Ba-boom.
No, give me a no. Okay. Transgender wasn't even a word, did not exist till 1965.
Boom.
Didn't even exist. How many of you were alive in 1965? So this has happened in your lifetime. And I asked my wife and I asked the folks in the pregame show, who's the first transgender that you ever heard of? Don't say Bruce Jenner, that's 1976. 1976. He was on the Wheaties box in 1976. Bruce Jenner didn't come out to probably later than that. We used to call them cross-dressers, right? Remember, we used to call them cross-dressers? We knew they were weird. We knew they were sick. By the way, they need help, just like drug addicts do, just like serial rapists do. They're of their father, the devil. The works of their father, they will do. They don't need to be coddled. They need Jesus. Do I hate them? No, I hate what they do. I hate the fact that they're trying to get your child to be a transgender. I hate that. Anybody else hate that? I really hate that. So who was the first transgender? I said it earlier. Somebody tell me. First transgender, I remember it vividly. He wanted to play tennis. He was a tennis player. And his name was Dr. Rene Richards. Boom. Pull it up. Dr. Rene Richards. See if we find it. Dave says George Jorgensen in the 1950s. Maybe. Pull up Dr. Rene Richards. See what comes up. Dr. Rene Richards. I'm just giving you a little bit of history. Show how you've been fooled. Dr. Rene Richards is an American ophthalmologist, former tennis player, who became widely known following her male-to-female medical affirmation. She was born as Richard Raskin in 1934 and transitioned in 1975 at the age of 41. There's your first one. In your lifetime, friends, in all of history, no such thing as a transgender. 1975. And they've been on a sprint ever since. Do I hate Rene Richards? No. But he's deceived. Just like a drug addict's deceived. Just like a pedophile's deceived. Just like somebody who eats too much is deceived. It's the consequence of sin. It's a sin. I don't know what makes a man. I could get into all that stuff. But I'm going to tell you this. When the church begins to accept these abominable behaviors. The Bible said that, not me. Then the church becomes good for nothing. That's the way I see it. I got some more stuff I want to get into. Hang in there with me. Let me pull up one more thing here real quickly. Because we're talking about Natural Family Month, right? You know the Natural Family Month? You know the homos are already, I hate to call them homos. That's what do I call them? Same sexers? They're already calling the congressman. They're already after it, man. JR got this email. I just heard about you. But hey, by the way, folks, this is the tolerance crowd, right? These are the ones that just want to be tolerated and left alone, right? That's all they want. I just heard about your ridiculous organization and bill that was introduced. Is it a ridiculous organization? Would anybody call homosexuality a ridiculous organization? NAMBLA, is that a ridiculous organization? So the natural family is a ridiculous organization. Can I tell you why this guy sent this message? Because he's of his father, the devil. That's why. Work of his father he will do. That's what the Bible tells us, and we don't get it. This is kind of off color. I thought to myself, what kind of person would do this? So I just had to see the man behind the organ. And as soon as I knew, I knew, JR, you're a queer. I knew it. Well, then this guy ought to love him. You know, just love him, right? Get it off there because it's just full of. See, that's all they can do is preach their father the devil. That's all they can do. Devil's kids. Oh, my goodness. There's one more thing I've got to show, and then I'm sorry. Thanks for coming in here and letting me vent like this. Where is it? Where it? No, there it is. There it is. There it is. No, I had something else I wanted to show you. So, folks, are we as the American church, are we going to put our helmet and shoulder pads on, and are we going to engage in this war, or are we going to go sit in the stands with pom poms and cheer on our team? David Arthur, I'm looking for that video you sent me this morning. Where is it? Let me see it here. Dave's back in here. I know I got it somewhere. There it is, number nine. I promise you, David Arthur's going to make some friends with this one. In fact, I bet you they ban it. I bet they ban it on YouTube. Go ahead, play it while we can.
This attempt at bringing clarity and understanding to the urgency of protecting children also provides vital information of what we are up against with the trans queer cult. These headlines barely touch on the dangers of allowing children to be raised by members of the LGBTQIA+ trans queer rainbow community or cult. These headlines barely scratch the surface of the information available on child victims of the rainbow movement. My goal here is for you to have a better understanding of what is really happening and how the trans queer cult is going to utilize its victims or pawns to further its agenda. Heard of pregnant men? How about trans moms? Have you ever seen a female dad before? Let us look at what is actually happening. You may be shocked. This is a male-female couple. The male identifies and presents as the mom, while the female identifies and presents as the dad. Confused yet? This is a female-female couple. One of them identifies as and presents as male. This woman is deceiving this child by pretending to be his dad. The actual mom needed sperm from a male in order to get pregnant. While this young woman is bragging of having her breasts removed, then getting a hysterectomy, and next planning on phalloplasty surgery, also known as bottom surgery, but she will still not be a man, just a woman that has mutilated her body and her genitalia. This is a female-female couple. One of these women identify and present as male, while pretending to be the father of that child. This young woman identifies as a man. She desperately does not want to be who she was created to be. These two females live their lives as a male couple. All of these females suffer from mental disorders, underlying issues, and have untreated comorbidities that have caused them to dissociate from self.
Freeze it.
Women are broken.
Freeze it. They're of their father, the devil, and the works of their father they will do. Now, we feel bad for anybody trapped in this false belief, but they're not, they're of their father, the devil. They're doing the works of their father. They don't know Jesus. Christ has not, the kingdom of God has not come in them, right? Do they understand the kingdom of God? Do they understand the Christian perspective? No, because why? The devil's all about self. Self. Look, folks, look what's crept into the American church. Prosperity gospel.
Oh,
self, 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 self. Better. Everything better for me. Me, me. That's, hey, evil men crept in unaware. Changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served themselves. Keep going.
Oppressed, hurting, suicidal, and full of angst and anger. They need mental health care, not hormones.
Hang on. And this certainly should not be presented to our children as normal. Go ahead.
These males identify and present as women and are navigating their way through delusions and confusion of mental illness. Are
any teaching it in your child's school
able to raise a child? Should children be subjected to the perversions of the trans queer rainbow movement? Are children
freeze it? Freeze it. Help me out again. When was Dr. Renee Richards? When was that? When was that? Why?
1973.
Wow. Wow. And now the whole culture has this new devious behavior called transgenderism, which they're trying to teach your children as normal. Go ahead.
Meant to endure the mental and physical disorders of trans-identified men and women. What about the spiritual battles happening within these individuals? These are the individuals defending and fighting for children to receive gender-affirming care and to be sexualized and victimized by this cult. How could we ever believe that they are able to raise children? This woman believes that she is actually a father.
I'm a trans man and I gave birth to my kid. And when my kid was born, I wasn't able to register as his father or his parent on the birth certificate. My only option was to register as mother.
And you had to register as a mother because you are the mother of your child. That woman, no matter how she presents, no matter what she looks like or what she's done to mutilate her body, she is still a woman, still a mother, just like that woman right there. And here's another male-female couple where the man tries to look like a woman and identify as the mom. And the woman, the female, tries to look like a male and identify as the father. Do we really think that this is okay for children to be subjected to? Do we not think that this causes confusion, like this man and woman, while the man looks like a woman and the woman looks like a man, and the man is acting like the mom and the mom is acting like the dad, and the child is the only one that suffers? How can we take a chance at victimizing children? How can we think that celebrating the natural family as God intended is wrong? And who would actually stand up against it? No, wait, what would actually stand up against the natural family celebration? Only evil and wickedness would. This perversion has corrupted the natural family as God has willed, intended, and created it to be.
Friends, they used to call that in the closet. You guys remember that? In the closet. Look, this is the war we're up against. Do we hate these people? No. But when you stand up to protect little children, they don't make you hateful. That's orchestrated out of love. I would do anything I could to not allow an innocent child to be drawn in this. Wouldn't you agree with that? Where's the church? Where is the church on this issue? Well, they've been swallowed up on it. Okay, I gotta change gears because I got some critical stuff that we need to know. Okay. Hang on, I'll get some of you in here. I promise you will. If you want, get your hand up if you want to get in. Look, Judah. His case goes to the Supreme Court tomorrow. Is that right? Case, morning, blah, 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 conference tomorrow. We need to pray Well, Judd's case, put that on your prayer list today. Scott Shara, Gracie's dad. He was going to be on with us on Friday. He emailed me, says, Coach, my lawyer says, shut up. I cannot talk about it. We need to be praying for Scott Shara. Amazing grace. June 2nd is his trial. We need to pray for JR. Imagine his phone's ringing off the hook. We need to pray for David. I say, what does this mean? Well, folks, these guys that I'm mentioning to you right now are champions of the Lord. They're in the battle. They're engaged in the battle. Judah, can you come in real quickly? What's going on? Are you out there, man? Can you come in and tell us? Because people want to know what the heck's going on. What's going on, Judd? I don't know if he's there or not. David Arthur, what's going on with you? Go ahead, man.
I'll just say that you're spot on with please pray for JR, because he doesn't even have a clue how bad it's going to get. It's what caused Sean McBriarty, the one they called America's Dad, to commit suicide last year. This is the oppression that they tried to cause with their allegations and their lies and their harassment. It gets very, very bad. Trust me, most people couldn't handle it. I have websites dedicated to discrediting and destroying my character and my witness. So it's bad. Pray for him.
Pray for him. Scott Shara, we got to pray. Look, I mean, we can come on here and we can mouth a prayer. These guys are on the front lines, man. And you know what they want to do? They want to scare you back into hiding. That's why Jesus said, count the cost. Ask yourself what's going to cost you before you get actively involved with it. Lauren. No, I don't hate queers. No, I don't. By the way, Spencer, what's queer? Pull that up there. Webster, what's queer? What's that word mean? Odd. Singular. That behavior is queer. That's odd. That's odd behavior. Except they're trying to make it normal, natural. Lauren.
All right. So let's pray. Oh, no, that's my answer. Let's do it now. No time like the present.
Let's do it.
All right. So, Father, these men need you. They're your sons. So we're coming into the courts of heaven to petition on behalf of these men, that you, Jesus, will be their advocate. You will be their defense. And nothing can stand. Nothing Satan brings against these men can stand against your defense. Your word says love bears all things. We are called to bear one another's burdens. In the Greek, Lord God, you shared with us that word means to protect. So, Father God, you are the protector of your children, because that is why Jesus went to the cross, because you wanted to protect and adopt us. And Jesus didn't go just because, he went instead. So together, these men stand underneath the word of your testimony and your blood, Jesus Christ, that no weapon formed against them will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. That Satan, you have been put on notice, and all of your minions, you are to go to the feet of Jesus at this moment, and you are to await your judgment. Lord God, send garrons of angels around these families, around these men, and Holy Spirit, you be their individual comforters as you speak power and life, and as you appointed and anoint them. And with the anointing comes great pressure. But Lord God, your glory is underneath the shadow of their wings, and they are safe. Their families are safe. And the enemy is screaming loud because he knows his end. And these demons, Lord God, are nothing compared to your great army. host of heaven, commander in chief, the great advocate, we call upon you and we ask you to defend, protect, and intercede on their behalf, because Jesus, you said you live to intercede. That is your word. So Lord God, we together are part of the answer to the victory, because we've been called to such a time as this to pray and talk to you and petition on their behalf in the courts of heaven. May be written down in your courts today at this very time. Your will be done. They are free at last. They are free at last because Jesus is the one who set them free. And Satan, you have no power. In the mighty, beautiful, sweet, precious name that is above all names, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. See, friends, it's the integrity and the truth of Jesus Christ that's under assault. You do understand that, don't you? Jesus is a liar. Almighty God is a liar. He didn't create them male and female. He didn't do that. He's a liar. He's a fraud. But I want to encourage you, pull up number 7. Church, arise. Church, arise. Pastors, see and understand what's going on. Please, pastors, see and understand what's going on. Look at this. Parents in Naperville, Illinois, coming out. Folks, we have to show them for the frauds they are. They talk about tolerance, diversity, acceptance, all of that stuff. And yet, they want to invade and destroy everything sacred. They are not tolerant. They are the least tolerant. But look, moms and pops. Scroll down, Spencer. Scroll down. Mom, right? Moms and pops. One of her own pastors there. Show up at the school board meeting in Naperville. Something's going on at the church will arise. Play that real quick.
The district has declined to comment on the controversy, but parents tonight had plenty to say. The turnout so large, they set up an overflow room.
This is not about politics. This is about people. This is about a child.
In Naperville, parents engaged in heated debate.
No girl should be denied participating in a conference championship because a genetic boy is taking that spot.
It's a school system that values every student is what we demand and expect.
This meeting of the Naperville District 203 School Board comes days after a track meet for Naperville middle school students elicited objections from some parents.
I was actually shocked. At first, I couldn't believe it. I started talking to other parents, and it's like, is this really happening?
Marie Davis and Doug Krein's seventh grade daughter was among those who competed, they say, against a transgender female student athlete who won multiple girls' events that day. We blurred the faces of students in this video because they're minors.
It's pretty upsetting to see your kid, you know, distraught out there trying to do her best and doesn't really have a shot.
The district declined to comment on the controversy, telling ABC 7, in accordance with the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act and district policy, we cannot and will not share personal or identifiable information about any student. But a U.S. Department of Education civil rights complaint has now been filed against the district by the group Awake Illinois, which alleges a violation of Title IX, which prohibits sex-based discrimination.
I hope they freeze every dollar of the $8.9 million you've budgeted for 2026 until you abide by Title IX.
Thank you for doing your job and upholding Illinois law.
At the meeting, no action was taken regarding the district's policies governing transgender students.
Okay, folks, so you understand what's going on, right? You understand what's going on? They're on the offensive. And if you are against their position, you're the bigot. You're the bigot. I wonder if the church is weighing in on this thing. Do you see the power we have? You see, what happened to the women's rights movement? Where are the women? Because, see, it comes in conflict with this other team. They have two teams, women's rights, gay rights. Uh-oh, what happens when those two comply? Well, women's rights shuts up because they're all of their father, the devil. Paul, come on in quickly.
No, don't forget the doctors. They have a role in this stuff, too.
That's right.
I want to remind you, you've got some heavy hitters here from Maine. I knew Sean McBridey from, he was gang stalked. And I honestly believe that that young man, you know, the suicide that he committed wasn't, it was a spiritual suicide.
Amen, brother.
Somebody got in his head. And I know how that is, coach. That is, coach.
How could you fight the fight without the Lord, huh? How could you?
Oh, you can't.
Quickly bring up Bondi, Maine. Bondi, Maine, since Paul brought up Pam Bondi. See, the government, folks, the government has said male, female only, and the state of Maine is ignoring them. Why don't we ignore them on other stuff? Here's what Pam Bondi said about a transgender student, boys' locker room, sparks a fight, May 20th. That had been yesterday, by the way. Go ahead.
Justice is announcing a civil lawsuit against the Maine Department of Education. The state of Maine is discriminating against women by failing to protect women in women's sports. Pretty basic stuff. This is a violation of Title IX. The Department of Justice will not sit by when women are discriminated against in sports. This is about sports. This is also about these young women's personal safety. I've met many of these women throughout the past weeks and months, and what they have been through is horrific. We have exhausted every other remedy. We tried to get Maine to comply. We don't like standing up here and filing lawsuits. We want to get states to comply with us. That's what this is about. We have repeatedly notified Maine of its infractions and urged them to remedy the situation to protect women. We've stripped grants from Maine through other departments, and we are going to continue to fight for women.
They are of their father, the devil. And the works of their father, they will do. This is another good one. George Howard, quickly, George.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if it's been mentioned this morning in the chat because or in the thing, but the Mayo Clinic or John Hopkins are one of the main medical institutions also have diagnosed transgenderism as a mental illness. It's actually a diagnosis code for it. So, you know, to say anything otherwise, you can't refute it because the medical doctors, but, you know, it's out there as a mental illness.
So, George, here's the question. Jeff, I'll get right to you. Folks, there's only two teams. There's Team Jesus and Team Lucifer. And the only way you get on Team Jesus is that you get adopted in the family. So if they are not Christians, they are of their father, the devil, despite what it is your pastor told you. And until Christians stand up, all power is given unto us both in heaven and earth. Go ye into all the world. Teach them to observe all I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always until the end of the age. Politicians will never win this battle for us. Only the church. Jeff, come on in.
What Pastor Flip used to say, higher levels, higher devils.
That's right, man.
And, you know, I sent them a thing about this morning. 14 years at the strip club. We had a lot of accusations. Stuff happened. I had 12, 13 tires slit. One incident, another incident, 22 windshields smashed out.
They're the most intolerant of all people. The devil's kids are the least tolerant in the world. Go ahead.
But this is much even worse. This is a higher level. This is far worse than anything we went through with that strip club. This is going to get ugly.
So, Jeff, we think it's unchristlike to stand up for what the Bible clearly teaches. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with the church? See, we've made Christianity about salvation only. Friends, say the Lord's Prayer. Listen to the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Where? On earth as it is in heaven. How can you pray that and allow the devil to run rampant? That's what we're seeing. It's right in front of us. And come on now. Could the Southern Baptist Convention get together and stop this foolishness? Could they? Huh? Yeah, sure they could.
Coach,
could the American Family Association round up all the pastors and all the churches and fight back against this stuff? We'd overwhelm them. But they can't, because why? Evil men have crept in unaware and changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator. That's where we are.
Coach,
we're at war. We're at war. You better understand that before you engage, before you unseat that sword. You better realize that you are in a war and the Lord has got your back. See you tomorrow.